Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom. Good morning, good morning. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015, and God has blessed us to see another day. The musical instrument that you just listened to was by a band called Unbroken Life. You can reach them on their Facebook. It's Unbroken Light. Also, they have a website, unbrokenlight.com. Certainly, God is using his people. He's using them for his glory and for the glory of his kingdom. So we are here again today talking about the daily assignment. We started this podcast giving you an assignment for each day, and today is Friday. We reached the end of the week. And God is so faithful in meeting our needs for this week and meeting us each morning to let us know what we are to be found doing in his power, in his might, for his glory. So today we're talking about kingdom assignment of knowing your worth, knowing your worth. When you are working for God, you're working in the kingdom, you must know your worth. As I was thinking about today's topic, you know, God was just communing with me and just telling me that, you know, we function below our abilities. We function below our just what's expected, the expectation for the kingdom, because we do not know our worth. And so, you know, I began to say to God, God, I want to see me as you see me. I want to see you see me through your eyes, God. I want to see how you see me. And so that starts with knowing your worth, knowing what you're worth. So Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So we are created by God. And I talked about yesterday how we're created for a purpose. So we're just not created just to be created. We're created for a purpose. And Genesis 1 and 27 says, so God created man in his own image. And we're not just created for a purpose, but we're created in God's image. And so we've got to understand that we're created by God and we're created in his image. What a wonderful, wonderful revelation. You know, think about it. We're created by the all-powerful, all-sovereign, our Father. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we're created to do good works. We're created for a purpose. We're created for the assignment that God gives us each day. But we cannot move into those assignments until we know what we are worth. You know, it's wonderful to know that God created us and we're his workmanship. So we're his art. We're his art. He considers us a masterpiece, a piece of art. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever seen someone that has a love for art, or, you know, just even in, you know, if you visited businesses or visited residences and you see the art is not just thrown anywhere. It is strategically placed. It is actually placed where, you know, some of the most valuable art is placed where man cannot touch it. They don't have free access to it. And, you know, we treasure that. You know, think about it. It's treasure. And art has value. So God created us with value. We are value to him. We're value to the kingdom. And so we've got to be value to ourselves. You know, so many times we do not function at the level that God has called us to function. And he's created us for that purpose. And so we've got to know we cannot even function at that level if we do not know the value. It's like taking a piece of art that is very valuable and having it in your possession, and you don't know the value of it. And so you won't treat it in the way that it needs to be treated. You will not take time to preserve it because you do not know the value. So that's how man is functioning in society now, is that we don't know the value. And you remember, the kingdom assignments are not just for you. It is to heal and deliver you and to make you whole, but it is also that you can go and help someone else. You know, it's not until you know your worth that you're able to completely go out and let somebody else know that, yes, you are valuable. Yes, you're valuable to God. You're valuable to the kingdom. And because you're valuable to God, who is our Father, you're valuable to me. So you do have value. And that's the thing, is that from birth, you know, up, we have had things happen to us. And those things have chipped away at us, and it's taken away our value. It's affected the way we see ourselves. We've allowed, you know, sometimes, you know, people are verbally abused, and, you know, the person or man is telling you what your value is. And it's not even just in words sometimes. It's in action. You know, if you're on a job and you're constantly being passed up for promotion, then you can't, that dictates how someone feels about you and your value. But you know what? We should not be in a place where we should allow someone else to devalue us, first and foremost, or even form our opinion of what our value is based on how they feel. And so God says, I am restoring you. I'm restoring you. I'm allowing you to see the value that I've placed in you. I'm allowing you to see your worth in the kingdom. And so, you know, Luke 17:21 says the kingdom of God is within you. How powerful is that? First, we said in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's art. We're his workmanship. We were created as a masterpiece for him. We were created in his own image, according to Genesis 1:27. And now he's created us so that the kingdom, his kingdom, is within us. You know, you can't just have any container to hold something so majestic. It has to be something of value. It has to be a place that is deemed worthy to hold such esteem. And so Luke 17:21 then again reinforces the fact that God created us with value, but not just with value, but the kingdom. It's so that the kingdom of God can be housed within us. And so we've got to know your worth. Yes, you are worth something. You were created for a purpose. God took time and put thought and consideration into your creation, and he created you for his glory. He created you for his glory. Isaiah 43:7 says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I went and I did a little research, even on words. And just to kind of step back a little bit, we talked about knowing your worth. The definition of worth is having a value of. It's usefulness. How useful are you? Or how important as to the world, to a person, or for a purpose? Now, we said that God created us with for a purpose, and so we have to have some type of a worth. We have to, you know, we should find ourselves being useful to a person as to the world or for a purpose. And so, you know, if we're just, you know, constantly sitting and we're not really doing anything, we're constantly just, you know, what we're doing is wasting time. If we're sitting idly, we're not productive, we don't find ourselves seeking God, we don't find ourselves seeking something higher than us, we don't find ourselves seeking that purpose. There's like no hunger for it. There's no thirst for it. And I'm just praying that God begins to just restore us, and he begins to give us, bring us a refreshing renewal of want to, because that's what we have in today's society, is that no one really wants to seek God for the purpose. They don't have that drive. They don't have that pull. And I'm praying that God gives us the pull to just continue to move forward in him, move forward in his kingdom. And we talked about Isaiah 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Glory is very great praise. It's honor. It's distinction bestowed by agreement or a common consent. It's a consensus. And so you've got to understand that God, he created us. Think about that. How awesome is that? And even in the terminology in the Bible, you can see it is just supreme. It is, you know, he created us for the ultimate. You know, the kingdom of God has to lie within us. He created us for honor and distinction bestowed, you know, by common consent. That means that there's an agreement. There's no disagreement. There's no agree to disagree. There's a common agreement that we are to glorify God. And so when we know our worth, then we're able to walk out there, we're able to display that worth. When we know our worth, we're able to move forward in the things that God is calling us to do. When we know our worth, then we can move freely about this world, on this earth, and preach and teach the gospel, teach the good news to those who need it, teach the good news to those who are hurting, teach the good news to those who have a desire to know more about God, those that are seeking God for things, for revelation, for deliverance. We are able to move about. You know, we're restricted because we're only moving in the eyes of man, and it's according to what man says that we are worth. And so we've got to understand that there is no limitations to your worth. We were created by the Father. We were created for his glory. We were created in his image, in his own image, and we're his piece of art. And so we've got to understand that God treasures us. He loves us. He places us strategically for his purpose. He puts us on display so that other people may be able to see the good work of God and be able to relate it to their own life. Because that's what we are. When you're a piece of art, you're put on display. And if we were to come into the conception that God created us and he put the kingdom in us for his glory, that when people see us because we're on display, then they can then see the majestic. They can see the crafty work. They can see the art that God molded. And they then can relate it to their own life, and they can see that they are too a piece of art. They are too his crafty work. But we can't even begin to even move into that realm until we know how we are worthy, how we're useful to him, how we're useful to God, how important we are as to the world and to a person and even for the purpose. You know, if a purpose is you know, in mind for our creation, then we're useful. The purpose is no good if we're not moving in that purpose. The purpose is no good if we don't exist. So you got to put it in those perspectives. If you're not moving and working in your purpose, if you don't have an assignment each day, then you're not moving forward and you're not furthering the kingdom of God. You're not putting on display God's glory for someone to see. You're not doing, you know, what God appointed and anointed you to do on this very day. Now, remember, we're behind already because this is May. It's the fifth month of the year. So we're running this race and we're behind. And we've neglected some of our assignments. So the purpose is to move forward. It's to move forward in the assignment. You know, repent, ask God to forgive us because we did not acknowledge the assignments. We didn't move in the assignments. In fact, we aborted the assignment that God put on our life for each day up until this point, and then all we can do is move forward in the assignment. Find ourselves working in the assignment. Find yourself seeking God. What is it, God, that you would have for me to do today, God? What is my assignment today? You know, we've got to understand that God created us, so we are not our own. We belong to God, which means that we work for the kingdom. We work for God's purpose. We work for the purpose that God created us for. And if we can get that in our mind and we can begin to accept that, we can begin to see how God sees us. We can begin to move in the assignment. You know, the assignment will not even be done. It won't be completed unless you complete the assignment. And so God is so awesome that he would visit us in this very day and remind us, hey, I have created you and I've placed you on this earth for my glory. I've placed you on this earth for my purpose. Isn't that awesome that he would want to create us, create man, and he would want us to subdue the earth, which means that he gives us dominion over the earth, and he would want us to go out and display what he's already placed in us, display it to other men, and preach and teach the good news of God, that he's our creator, he's our father, and make disciples. So God is so mindful, you know, that we tend to forget those things. I think that's how we abort assignments, is because we get distracted. We allow other things to come in and distort our image. We allow other things to come in and distort our thought process, because you have to understand that you got to have the know of the worth. You know, in society, they talk about all the time the net worth of a celebrity, the net worth of this person, the net worth of that person. That is what that person is worth, the value that that person brings, the value that is attached to that person according to society. And so we've got to understand that every man is worth something. Every man has a worth. Every man has a value. Yes, you do have a value because God created you, and you were created by the Father. You've just got to be able to sit down or dig down deep and figure out, okay, what are my treasures? What treasures has God placed inside of me? What treasures are hidden that I haven't even tapped into yet, because I have been so distracted and I've been so, you know, consumed with other things, with the world and with earthly things. When you begin to see God and seek the kingdom, then you will begin to understand your worth. You first got to understand your worth. What are you worth to the kingdom? What are you worth to God? You're worth everything to God, because if you don't move, then the purpose is not fulfilled. And there is a purpose. There's a purpose in your life. There's a destiny. You're destined to move forward in your purpose from conception. And God has already provided us with everything we need to move about this earth, to preach and teach the good news, to be on display as his handiwork, so that man can see his glory. He's given us everything we need. We've just got to discover our identity in the kingdom. Discover our identity according to the way God sees us. Not the way that man sees us, but the way that God sees us. And God is so awesome to visit us each morning to allow us to get some instruction and guidance in how we should move about the day. Now, the assignment is first and foremost for you, but it is also so that you can tell somebody today, you are worthy. You do have value. God created you. And because God created you, he created you in his own image. We're created in the Creator's image. And so because we're created in the Creator's image, that alone gives us the network of the kingdom. And so we've got to begin to just reach out to our sisters and brothers and let them know that God has value in you. God sees value in you. And we've got to see the value that God sees. It's not until we can see that value that we begin to handle ourselves in the way of the value. Think of that. I talked about having in possession something of value and not really knowing the value. When you don't know the value, then you don't take care of it. You don't preserve it. You don't give it its complete worth. You don't see it. You don't even see the value. And it's so funny how you can't see the value, but someone else can come along and they can see the value in it. And they may or may not tell you, but if they do tell you the value, then it's not until then that you begin to see the value. So do you see where I'm going with this? You go and you talk to your sisters and brothers, God will allow people to cross your path. And if you're seeing the value that they can't see. So it is your opportunity to allow them to see what you see, to show them that they do have value, and to show them how much value they are. Because remember, we talked about from birth, you know, things that we have encountered, things that we've gone through that have devalued us, that have taken the value away from us, that have even altered the way in our perception and how we perceive our value. And so just like we were broken down, we now have to be built back up. God never intended for us to be broken down. He intended for us to, he created us with value and for us to preserve that value. And not that the value should go down or decrease, but it should go up, it should increase. You know, even with a piece of art or something of value, even with a worth, you know, your worth can increase. In society every day, networks, you know, people's networks, what they're worth, the value, it changes. We've got to understand that the usefulness for us in the kingdom dictates our value. So on today, remember that Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. Your kingdom assignment today is know your worth. Know what you're worth. Know your importance as to the world, to a person, or for a purpose. And you were designed for a purpose. And begin to reach out and let someone else know that they do have value and that they were created by God, not by man. So do not let man dictate what your value is. Do not let man alter your perception of what your value is. Begin to build. We are here to build, not tear down. So if God allows you to come across someone, take the opportunity to build them up. Take the opportunity to encourage them. Take the opportunity to motivate them. Take the opportunity to point them to our Father, God, the Creator. I thank you for your listening ears. I thank you for just tuning in this morning to get the assignment. I would admonish you to move about this earth on your day-to-day routines with the assignment of God in mind. You can reach me. This is Prophetess Sonya Butler. It's Provoking Thoughts. You can reach me. I have a Twitter at PTWithSButler. I have a Facebook page of Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. I have a Google Plus page. You can reach me as well. And also can be reached by email at PTWithSButler@gmail.com. Be blessed.